Free Talk Live. As we launch into the third hour of the program, we invite you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will take your calls about anything. Mark, you've got a couple stories that you wanted to share tonight in regards to beer and pot. So pick one.
Well,
start with that.
Just pick one? All right.
Well, hopefully we'll get to both, but yeah, they're two separate stories.
That's the theory. From Philly.com, troopers raid popular bars for unlicensed beers. It was Elliot Ness and the Untouchables, as played by the Keystone Cops. More than a dozen armed state police officers conducted simultaneous raids last week on three popular Philadelphia bars known for their wide beer selections. The cops confiscated hundreds of bottles of expensive ales and lagers, now in state police custody.
I bet they'll take real good care of them.
At an undisclosed location.
Do you think that...
In an undisclosed cooler.
Right, exactly. An undisclosed poker party for the cops now that they've got all the free beer they could possibly drink. They would never do that, would they? The cops, they're good, good, honest people. They would never take someone's unlicensed beer and use it for their own devices.
The alleged offense, although the bar owners had bought the beer legally from licensed Pennsylvania distributors and had paid all the necessary taxes, the police claimed that nobody had registered the precise names of the beers with the State Liquor Control Board, a process that requires the brewers or their importers to pay a $75 registration fee for each product they want to sell in Pennsylvania. Based on a complaint from someone the state police refused to identify, three teams of officers converged last Thursday on the three bars run by Leah Maida and her husband, Brendan Hartreft, checking their inventories against the state's official list of more than 2,800 brands.
Wait a minute. So I'm a little confused.
The cops seized four kegs and 317 bottles totaling 60.9 gallons of beer, according to the police calculations.
Point of information, they paid taxes on these beers, but they weren't, they legally purchased and paid taxes on these beers, but yet they weren't registered with the state?
Right. The beers themselves didn't pay whatever, the $75 fee to register their specific beer. So if you have Ian's beer, like Ian's Brewing Company,
yeah,
and then you create Ian's Unreasonable Lager and Ian's, Specious Argument Ale, mm-hmm, and you have Ian's Absolute Insanity Porter, okay? Now, you might have paid on the Specious Argument Ale and the Unreasonable Lager, but you didn't pay on the, what was the porter?
The porter. I don't know. Okay. Something about being crazy.
Yeah, that's right. The absolutely crazy porter. So the absolute crazy porter, you didn't pay the $75 fee on, then that one, even though I, Mark's, just trying to make a dollar bar, I bought all three of the brands. However, since you didn't pay the fee, then the cops are claiming that although I bought and did everything I needed to do, they came and took away the porter that I had because you didn't pay the fee.
Right, so you as the bar owner are SOL out all kinds of cash.
Because I didn't,
you should have checked it against the state's list. Obviously,
I guess
that's your responsibility.
If the state even gives its list.
Yeah.
God knows what it'll be like trying to get that list.
I still am confused because it says that they paid the taxes on that beer.
They did.
So the people who are selling the beer also are liable?
Well, the distributors didn't get hit,
of course. They've got the good deal with the state. Of course, they don't go after the distributors. They go after the end guy because, well, there'll always be somebody to take over a bar's place, right? So they pay their taxes through the distributor, but they, the beer itself, the manufacturer, the brewer of the beer didn't pay their registration fee on that particular beer.
So they came in and raided this bar for that. Three bars.
In fact, according to Maida, more than half the beer removed by the state police was properly registered, but the cops couldn't find it on their list because of clerical errors or blatant ineptitude between the police and the Liquor Control Board, with whom the officers were conferring by telephone. She estimated the total value of confiscated stock at $200, representing about 20 grands, some of which go by multiple names.
So So the position of the bar owner is that a bunch of these beers are actually, in point of fact, on the list. It's just that you bureaucrats are so incompetent. Your list is, number one, inaccurate. Number two, you can't communicate with one another effectively because even though they were on the phone with the other bureaucrats, they still weren't able to ascertain correctly, according to her, which beers were and were not on the list.
She fillets these people. Let me go on here.
All right.
So, for instance, the cops grabbed Monk's Cafe Sour Flemish Red Ale, which is even more complicated than the names that I gave for your fictitious beers. The beer has been sold through the state at dozens of restaurants and distributors for the last 7 years. The brand appears on the state's online list as Monk's Cafe Ale. It's on tap 7 days a week at the Center City Bar, after which it was named, Monk's Cafe at 16th and Spruce Streets in Pennsylvania.
They didn't raid those guys.
But that wasn't enough to keep the state police from confiscating 20 bottles and 3 kegs of the supposedly illegal ale at the 3 bars run by Maida and Hartreft, Resurrection Ale House, and they give the addresses where these places are. Mm-hmm. Maida said the state police also confiscated bottles of Duvel, a popular ale imported from Belgium that was widely advertised and available at least 200 bars throughout the city and suburbs. The beer appears on the PLCB list as Duvel beer, which its label reads Duvel Belgian Golden Ale. No actual investigation was done, Maida said in an email to the Daily News. The police sent a shoddily typed list to the PLCB. Jeez. Some drone fed it into a machine verbatim and returned what came back without even trying to offer us the benefit of the doubt by double-checking on some of the so-called unregistered beers.
Well, why offer a benefit of the doubt? I mean, if you were to do that, then you'd actually have to take the time to care about something. You'd actually have to pay some attention.
And working for the government. Yeah, and working for the government means you'd never have to say you're sorry. Now, Maida says she's acknowledged that it appears that some of the confiscated brands may not have been properly registered. Maida said that about half appeared on the state's registration list in some form, though. My main beef with this whole convoluted situation is the PLCB is the sole register of a set of products that they do not even know the names of, she said. So,
wow.
Yeah, right. And then they're going after the bar owner, once again, forcing businesses to be their enforcement arm.
Yeah.
Look.
To make them afraid of buying beer.
Go after the manufacturer. Don't go after after the distributor.
How about just go away?
Yeah, that much is best. But, why the bar owner here? The distributor sold it.
Distributor can hire a lawyer, I guess, more easily than
the beer company shipped it to the distributor.
Is there more?
These are the people. There's plenty more, but I mean, this basically
outrageous.
She went over the story here. Actually, it goes on for a very long time. This particular story, but nuts.
Yeah, it really is, and it's just so sad. It's just so sad. I mean, the idea that people can't just be left to their own business. That you can't just allow somebody to open up a bar and sell alcohol to people. Why is that such a bad thing?
One more point on this that I'd like to go. Now, remember, they went after these 3 bars that were owned by these people.
They didn't
go after a bunch of different bars that might have been doing this.
Right. It was on a tip.
Right. This is the cop here saying. Latore said that the investigation was sparked by a citizen complaint.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where the complaint is coming from, he said. If there is merit to the complaint, we have to follow through with it. We received a complaint regarding a licensee bringing in unregistered beers, and we confirmed it with the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board that the certain brands were not registered. So, who do you think complained?
The competition.
Isn't this disgusting?
I mean, we don't know that, but I'm speculating.
How would anyone even know that a beer had to be registered on this list unless they were in that business?
Yeah.
I mean, how else would they know? It's either somebody who worked for this board, which obviously it doesn't seem like because they would have done a better job checking, it seems, or it was just the competition.
Yeah.
Somebody who remains nameless, bears no onus of responsibility, and just shoots these people in the back. Some disgusting coward did this.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So what happens with the beer? It's supposedly being kept safely with the police. Will it possibly be returned? Not likely. I can't imagine.
Well, beer ages, too. I mean, it takes a long time. It takes a long time for these things to go through. This beer is lost. It's $7,200 worth of inventory lost.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. More about the insanity of the police state coming up here in moments.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a bunch of different ways for you to get interactive with the show. One of them is our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. Serious issues, silly nonsense. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Critical thinking question. Why would something that's so good for us, like government education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force and funded by the use of force? Well, maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. I had a nice little experience today, just kind of as an aside before we get back to the police state stuff. I had a nice little experience today here in Keene, New Hampshire, where, of course, we are producing this radio program. Mark and myself moved here as part of the Free State Project a few years ago. And Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, obscuretruth.com, Sam and I and Meg went out today to do a little bit of voter outreach. There was one of the local school board elections today where apparently the voters were given the opportunity to vote between increasing the school board budget and increasing it more. So that was your choice if you went to go and vote in Keene today. And we, so Sam was asking people some questions as they were coming out. We were handing out some of our flyers promoting FreeKeene.com and Obscure Truth and Free Talk Live and all of our wonderful Liberty Media here in town. So we were flyering people as they were coming out of the voting location. And Sam was asking some questions. One guy came out. He asked him how he felt about the choices that he had to vote, and he said he didn't like it. He wishes that he could choose, you know, something else besides voting for more funding. And he basically, Sam said, well, what do you want to do about this? And he said, well, I was hoping that we could leave it to the younger people, suggesting that we would be able to make a difference here and that we could come to their rescue and, you know, somehow change things to where this tyranny, tyrannical situation where government just keeps forcing more programs down our throat and more cost increase down our throat. And then a few moments later, a nice young lady came out and he struck up a conversation with her. And this one went on for a while where we just talked about education and the funding sources for it and market education and the government and public education and just kind of just had a lengthy conversation. Turns out that lady, who was very, very nice, was the head of the Keene Cares organization, which is a local group that essentially lobbies for more government education funding. And so it was basically the two sides, right? I mean, we were in favor of market education, getting the government out of schools completely. And there were some things that she agreed with us on. And she was relatively agreeable in general. She made a comment to the point of, well, she was so glad that we could have this conversation and there wasn't any yelling or screaming going on. It was a very positive comment on her part that we were able to converse without the typical trappings of politics, because generally when you find people on opposing sides of an issue in the political system, they scream, they yell, they chant, they wave signs, and they, you know, they get very loud. And we weren't doing that, and it made it so we could have a conversation. Because when people are screaming and yelling, they're not conversing, they're not listening, they're not thinking, they're just yelling out their slogans and their yeah. talking points. So that was kind of cool. And she also mentioned that I guess she'd heard something on the radio about our viewpoints, and I'm not sure if she was talking about Free Talk Live or what she was referencing, but it was just a good, positive conversation that, you know, it showed her, because she'd never seen anybody from FreeKeene.com. She was aware of FreeKeene.com, which is our blog site here in town where we talk about liberty-oriented things. So she was aware of what we were doing there, but she'd never met any of us. And so this was her first time actually meeting us, and she was very pleased that we weren't a bunch of, well, you know, loudmouth, obnoxious people.
Shoving cameras in her face?
There were no cameras in this particular instance, though Sam did have his camera in his car. but nonetheless, I just thought it was a nice little time that we had because, well, we weren't yelling at anybody, and it allowed for some level of connection to occur there, essentially between two relatively opposing sides, which is funny, too, because we both want the same thing. I mean, she wants good education for children, and I want great education to be available for everybody. So we want the same things. It's just that the method of approaching the problem is different. Her method is, well, kind of the typical inside the system, we need more funding to make education better kind of method. And our method is, well, the system is broken, and we need to get the system out of education, and so education can be left to the marketplace. Maybe eventually, after we have enough conversations, pleasant conversations, we'll be able to come to a greater understanding of each other. And who knows what that'll lead to.
I think that's where it's got to go. You know, you're not going to get anybody on your side by chanting at them.
Yeah, and it was Sam's original intention to go out with a megaphone today, and I said to him, you know, I just don't really feel like this is an appropriate megaphone kind of event. It's a voting thing. It's not like there's a crowd of people. A megaphone to me seems to be something that's appropriate when you've got a crowd of people that you need to address with some sort of message. But if you've got people just trailing into a voting location, it didn't really seem like it would work. And so he left the megaphone in the car. We went up. We just stood and handed out some flyers. And I think that was definitely the best way to go about it.
Cool.
So we kind of live, we learn, we try new things, and we adjust our approaches as necessary. So come on up. Go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about the movement of liberty-loving people all converging into the same place and getting active for freedom. In fact, the Free State Project's website, currently the counter is sitting at 9,986, 14 away from 10,000, 14 away from the halfway point. And then it'll be downhill from there. We got to go to 20,000, and then the project will be complete. Now, almost 800 are actually here in New Hampshire already. So just because it's not at 20,000 yet doesn't mean you can't move. In fact, you should move sooner rather than later. So freestateproject.org, get on board. All right, Mark, let's go to the pot story. You had a beer story where some folks were raided. Their bars were raided by the police, the Alcohol Enforcement Board, and they stole $7,000 worth of alcohol. But that's not the only vice that the government likes to crack down on.
Yeah, you know, the bar owners that lost $7,200 worth of imported ales and lagers because the police claim that they weren't properly registered, even though they're wrong on a good deal of them. They didn't get it near as bad as this story. This is from the Raw story.
Yeah, they didn't go to jail, right? They just had their stuff stolen.
Yeah, just lost $7,200 worth of stuff. They're not going to get back, and they might as well just forget about it. For being caught with just over a quarter pound of pot, 54-year-old Henry Walter Wooten will likely spend the rest of his life behind bars, thanks to a jury in Tyler, Texas.
Wow.
His prosecutor, Smith County Assistant District Attorney Richard Vance, originally sought a sentence of 99 years over the 4.6 ounces of marijuana police found in Wooten's vehicle, according to published reports. So if somebody's got 4.6 ounces, Ian, are they dealing? Are they, you know, is this personal consumption? What are you doing with?
It's likely he was selling it, but there's some people that will buy a quarter pounds for personal consumption just because you get a quantity break.
Yeah, how long? I mean, you're smoking a lot of pot if you're, you know, smoking a QP.
No, but you put it in a bag, right? Put it in a freezer and it won't go bad.
Ever?
I mean, I don't know if ever is the case, but I mean, you're certainly going to slow down the degradation of the product.
Okay.
Some would say it's not good to put pot in the freezer, but I never found that to be the case.
Wooten was reportedly caught smoking pot within 1,000 feet of a daycare center within the radius of the so-called drug-free zone. Tipped off by the smell, police would later search the man's vehicle, only to discover his cannabis stash on a digital scale.
Is there more here?
Oh, yes.
Let's go. We'll get to that here in a moment. 800-259-9231, SACL CAI, toll free line. Digital scale, also kind of another indicator of possible selling, but so what? Leave the guy alone. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1/2 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program.
Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example? Buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9230.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got our webcam there. And our chat room, both built into the same page. So head over to cam.freetalklive.com and see that for yourself. That's cam.freetalklive.com. It is totally free. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you just to even see their webcam. I mean, it's just crazy what they try charging people for on those other talk show websites. Head over to cam.freetalklive.com. Enjoy it for free. All right, so Mark, you just started a story about a guy who was busted in Texas, Tyler, Texas. He happened to be smoking pot within the 1,000-foot radius, or 1,000-foot, it's a radius, right?
Yeah.
1,000-foot radius of a school.
A daycare center, actually.
Daycare center.
In this case, because he was probably going to deal pot to the
4-year-olds.
Yeah.
Right, real likely. But they busted him and they found that he had a 1/4 pound of marijuana. Is that right?
Yeah, and a scale.
Was that in his car?
As I understand it, they tipped off by the smell. The police would later search the man's vehicle, only discover his cannabis stash and a digital scale, according to the Tyler Morning Telegraph.
So they busted him and he's been sentenced to 35 years?
Yes.
And they tried to get him in for 99 years?
Yes.
And the reason for this is because of the school zone thing. That's why it's even more serious than it normally would be?
I guess.
Okay.
Wooden, who was convicted of 2 felonies in the 80s, was also accused of marijuana possession in a drug-free zone in 2008. Mm-hmm. The paper noted drug-free zones or parameters around schools, playgrounds, churches, and other selected institutions or organizations mandate specifically stronger penalties for anyone caught with illegal substances in the wrong side of that boundary. They were passed in the 80s amid a surge of the popularity of crack cocaine, which the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has later found to have aided the distribution of. That's the CIA aided
distribution. The Justice Policy Institute, a Washington-based think tank, reported in 2006 that drug-free zones have done little to enhance public safety. Right, they absolutely do nothing to enhance public health or safety.
No, they just create more draconian penalties.
Right, and they play on people's deepest fears of their children, as if drug dealers want to deal drugs to your toddler. In this case, it was within 1,000 feet of a
daycare
center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely nuts. Because people, preschoolers don't have any money. You know, if your kid is old enough to be making money, okay, the drug dealers will likely sell some of
teenagers,
them.
Teenagers, yeah.
Some of them will likely sell something to your teenager, 16, 17, 18-year-old kid.
But it's also pretty unlikely.
Some will probably go younger than that. Some won't.
It's also pretty unlikely that a drug dealer is going to be hanging out outside of a high school trying to make sales. The sales that are being done on high school or in the areas of high schools are being done by the high school students.
Absolutely.
Because the dealers are on campus all the time. It's not like there's some 35-year-old guy like lurking outside after school and kids go up to him and buy their drugs from him. That is far less likely than them just going up to their friend in the hallway at school and getting their drugs from them.
The nature of drugs is that it passes several hands, all getting younger as it goes down.
Right. Somebody, some 35-year-old at some point sold a quarter pound of pot to the 17-year-old who then distributes it at school.
No 17-year-old got a QP. It's very, 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 very rare.
Okay, whatever. Sold an ounce to the 17-year-old at school, and then they go and they part it out and they distribute it to their friends at school.
The Justice Policy Institute, a Washington-based think tank, reported in 2006 drug-free zones have done little to enhance public health or safety and have instead disproportionately targeted minorities, according to the Associated Press. We just hope Texas Department of Criminal Justice can free up room for this menace to society. Maybe the state can release a child molester or serial arsonist to find a cell for Wooten. The Houston Press scoffed on Friday during a blog post.
Maybe they will. Seems likely.
The fact is, if you are out of beds, yes, but they just keep building beds. There's an industry behind this.
Yeah.
The fact is that most of you who are reading this article will probably believe that sentencing a person to prison for 35 years for the possession of a non-toxic, non-addicting, all-natural substance that has proven anti-cancer capabilities is not really protecting society from anything dangerous.
You would be right.
We'll find a post in the Texas Normal Forum. He might have been stupid choosing his location to medicate. After all, it was Tyler, Texas. But nobody should spend a day in a steel cage for medicating, much less their entire life or 35 years.
And he's in his 50s.
Yeah. Wooten's sentence is identical to the punishment
dealt
to...
It's a death sentence.
Yeah, it is. Identical to the one dealt to Alejandro Oreloa.
I mean, how many people are likely to make it? He's mid-50s, 35-year sentence. I mean, 90? How likely is an American man, average age of what, passing away is what, 73 or something like that?
I don't know, but you're not, you don't get the best medical attention.
Right, you don't get the best medical attention. There's various different things lurking about, diseases and things like that in there. It's not the most sanitary of places. So not very likely he's going to see that. He's not going to finish out his term.
Yeah, unless they get him out somehow.
Boy, I hope they do. That's so terrible.
Alejandro Oreloa was given 35 years in jail by a jury in Del Rio, Texas.
This is another
juries.
Guy?
These are people that are taking their cases to trial, just so you're clear.
Yeah.
Texas, for his involvement, in $1 million marijuana smuggling ring, Oreloa, according to reports, transported over 24 tons of the stuff in the United States. His accomplice, Casey Bob Hutto, got 24 years. So this guy got the same amount of time as a guy who moved 24 tons for his quarter pound.
Well, that's just, that's kind of, it's funny how the laws are written. If you decide that you wanted to sell somebody a quarter pound of weed, the way the laws are written, it really wouldn't matter if you sold them a quarter pound or 20 pounds because of that kind of discrepancy or that lack of discrepancy is that, well, you might as well, if you're going to sell a quarter pound, you might as well start doing truckloads of it because it's all the same to the law. And one is not worse than the other. They're all just people trying to make a profit. They're people trying to provide a service to people who are demanding this product. I mean, just because you put these guys in jail doesn't mean that people in Tyler, Texas are going to stop smoking pot.
Is the pot smoking stopped in Tyler, Texas? Has it even diminished is what I'd like to know, because I don't think it has. I don't think they've done one thing to prevent that.
Let's go to George in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. George, hello there. George, Louisiana, you are on the air.
Hello?
George? Hey, you're on. Go for it.
Okay, hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Hey, are you listening on KBYO?
It's 92.7 in Monroe,
excellent.
Louisiana.
Excellent. What's on your mind tonight, George?
I'm not a first-time caller, if you recall me.
Yep, you sound familiar.
I've been a little bit irritated when I'm called. But the intimidation, I mean, I'm just a 59-year-old man. I have grandkids. I have an old lady I have to take care of her. And I'm not a privileged person. Back whenever, I was having the same kind of voice that y'all have was back then. It was a whole different ball game back then. There wasn't a whole bunch of consequences about what you want to get your rights, you know. You're supposed to be able to live free in the country. I listen to Glenn Beck and Michael Savage. He's just an idiot.
Yes, he is.
But you know, there's extremes of everything. There's extremes of everything, and what I wish I could find is a group of folks that would just quit complaining about what the problems are. And come up with a solution. I mean, the other night I heard the dude that was coming from California, and it was five of them in a convoy, and it was coming to New Hampshire.
Yeah, the Liberty Caravan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought to myself, well, you know, them guys are, they want to go try to find something better, you know, but I can't do that. My old lady and my grandkids, I don't have a caravan big enough to carry them. So I don't have that privilege, but what I would really like to hear is, what do we do about the whole thing?
I love this question. It's a good one. So your question is, what do you do if you, for whatever reason, feel you can't leave where you are?
Well, that's not my question. My question is, no matter where I'm at.
Well, if you want to rephrase it, you can hang on. We'll bring you back, George. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Because if you can't make it to New Hampshire, your options are pretty severely limited. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-22.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at Maine
MassMilitary.com. You'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. There are only moments remaining here, but enough time perhaps for your call at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Once again, start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go back to George, listening in Louisiana to KBYO-FM, George, you're back on Free Talk Live. So what I heard from you before is that you're frustrated that there's all kinds of terrible things the government is doing, and you don't hear a lot of solutions. Is that right?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's very, very true. But let me give you just a couple other little inputs, okay. and then I would love for y'all to quiz me, okay?
All right, sure.
Because I don't know where to start, but a couple little inputs first.
You might want to turn that radio down, by the way. It may be confusing you a little. I noticed that.
Yeah, okay, I'll just back away further from it. I can't get to the radio.
Yep.
Turn it down. Okay.
Sometimes when you hear what you're saying 7 seconds later or whatever, it can be a little bit disorienting.
Okay. All right, is that a little bit better?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm on the other side of the yard. Okay, first off, I'm a patriot. Mm-hmm. I am a patriotic person, and I believe in our country.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line for me. But there's things that are wrong. There's things that are going to create the end of our country. And I don't mean to sound like some dude standing on the corner with a sign saying Jesus is coming. It's not that simple. And I try to find my way through everything that Glenn Beck says or Bill O'Reilly or the folks on CNN, and then Michael Savage, God forbid, and then I listen to y'all. My evening starts with y'all's radio station. I get out here in my backyard in the woods by my house, and I gather up some wood to have a fire, and I back my car up to where I can hear because my little radio won't pick 92.7 up.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish that I could hear a program and some folks talking about, instead of talking about what is wrong with everything, what are we going to do about it?
Okay. Well, we do talk about solutions on this show, and I know you've called before, so I know you've heard us talk about them. You did mention the Free State Project, but you also said that you could you felt as though you were tied down for whatever reason there in Louisiana, and so that for you was not an option. But for everybody else that's listening, if you love liberty and you want to be free in your lifetime and you want to you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to also be free, this is the place for you. The Free State Project is the place for anybody that wants to really get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented activists who are doing things, who are engaging in the political process. They're doing civil disobedience, non-cooperation, creating their own media. So there's so much going on up here. There's a lot of solutions being enacted right now here in New Hampshire. As far as people that feel like, for whatever reason, they just can't leave where they are, my best option for you, my suggestion for you would be to try to find like-minded individuals where you are, whether that means getting together with some sort of Ron Paul meetup group or the Libertarian Party or whatever it is that you're looking for. Find those like-minded individuals, get together with them, and see what you can come up with. I think secession, personally, is the most likely road to far more freedom in any place in this country. If you can throw off the shackles of the federal government, you'll be a long way towards having, I think, more freedom and more wealth and prosperity in your life. So if you can start a Louisiana secession movement, that might be a good idea.
Well, Mark? It probably would. As far as having like-minded individuals, I can't even... My son, I have a son that's 39, I have a son that's like 37, and they're so busy with their lives, raising their kids, and their kids, one of our, I mean, I don't mean to bring up any political thing, but when my grandsons, one of our, Barack Obama won the election last year, my grandkids happened to come over one day, and they said, I said, did you hear about the elections? They said, yeah, Obama won.
They were happy about it.
Wait a minute. No. You know, I mean, look, there's no like-minded folks around here. There is none.
Well, you know, I feel your frustration. I absolutely do. This is how I felt when I was living in Sarasota, Florida. You know, I didn't see any point in even, you know, paying attention to the politics. There were several years that I wouldn't even listen to the news because I decided, you know what, it's full of lies and innuendo anyway. I've been lying to
you. All it does is just irritate you.
Yeah. So I just stopped listening.
You get frustrated and you want to go out into the woods and build a fire and don't ever come out again.
That's about your only option, I think, George, at this point. Really?
Ain't that the truth? Well, just one other thing, please,
right,
and I'll let y'all go because I know it's the end of the show.
Yes, sir.
I sincerely care about the whole ball of wax. I sincerely care. And I'm number one, I'm a patriotic person, and I'll be willing to do whatever I have to do for my country. But
except move to New Hampshire.
I'm not financially able to do that.
Well.
I'm not financially able to do that. But I believe I will go to jail longer for growing a marijuana plant than I will for going to the east side and buying a $20 sack. That ain't right.
Yeah, that's
it
crazy.
Ain't right. And I
understand, George, why you're frustrated. I also, like Mark, used to feel that same level of frustration. And there's not really much else I can tell you, man. If you can't get together with like-minded people and you can't move out of where you are, then running into the woods and building a log cabin for yourself and never coming back is, you know, your best option for avoiding whatever tyranny is
you
coming.
You got to work, though, and the government wants its money.
Yeah, ain't it though?
I wish I had something else for you, but I don't know. There's what else is there?
I'm not sure. I'm going to find it though.
Let us know when you do.
Let us know what it is.
All right,
appreciate you
having
back.
Have a good night.
Thanks, George. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's frustrating, and you can tell he cares. I mean, you know that.
Yep.
He definitely cares. That's why he's concerned. He's calling in. He has these questions, and a lot of people have the same questions. Like, what do we do? It just keeps getting worse, whether it's Bush or Obama or whoever it is, John McCain, you fill in the politician's name, it just keeps getting worse.
You know, when I hear that, what I think, you know, sort of the onus, it lies upon the people who have moved for the Free State Project, who've gotten here at this point to essentially create a state where it is, you know, it's free enough to the level that that person, whoever's talking, in this case it's George, you know, feels like I just can't help but move. Because really, if there was, you know, something waiting at the end that was good enough, George would figure out a way to get here.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. If you could be more free immediately, like significantly more free immediately by crossing over the border to New Hampshire, why wouldn't you find a way to come
up here? You can be a little more free by moving and by coming to New Hampshire, but you can't be a lot more free.
If
you live, for instance, I don't know where, you know, and what it's like where George lives. I have no idea. But there are places in the United States where, you know, rent is $250 a month or $400 a month. You come to, New Hampshire, and you're not going to find that. No place that I've been is going to have rent at $400 a month. So therefore, you could actually be less free because freedom to some extent relies on how much money you make.
Well, there are some guys that are rooming together where they've got it down to like $275 a month plus utilities.
Yeah, having a roommate is a way not to be free.
We got to go to Ryan. He's listening in Virginia. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
I just wanted to hit something real quick. I was listening to last week's podcast, and you did a thing that's a big pet peeve of mine. You're talking about climate change, and you mentioned that you thought that CO2 from people breathing out was a big part of the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, people do breathe out CO2, right?
Because that's all part of, like, one, you know, that's a whole different thing from the CO2 that is a problem for global warming.
Okay, vehicle CO2 is different than, expired CO2?
Absolutely, because as you expire, you're just, it's just part of a short-term cycle that goes, you know, CO2 out from you into plants, makes oxygen, you know, the plants, you eat them, you turn them into CO2, blah, blah, blah. The problem is digging all the old CO2 out of the ground as coal and oil and all that kind of thing, and increasing the concentration. So that's really what it comes down to, is that because we're digging out stuff that's been buried for years and years and years, we're increasing the you know.
But if you could wipe out half of the human population and they would no longer be expiring CO2, you could burn some more oil and that CO2 would... I mean, I understand what you're saying.
No, not necessarily, because, you know, you're talking about plants. That's all very short-term cycle stuff. That doesn't matter. Like, they would...
The plants can't use the CO2 that's you know, kicked out by these fossil fuels?
Oh, yeah, they absolutely can, but it's not... But the CO2 that we're breathing out was, like, a week ago plant that we ate, you know?
I understand. I get that, but, you know, the plant can use any CO2, so the CO2 you're expiring is really the same as the fossil fuel that's being burned.
You'll have to call back tomorrow night if you want to get into more detail. Thank you for the call. We are out of time. It has been Ian with you.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.